If you've ever had felt hassle taking your pet into the veterinarian, there may be a new service for you. MVS Pet Care is billing itself as the first national franchise network of professional house call veterinarians. And we're happy to have with us the CEO and founder of MVS Pet Care with us this morning, Todd Giatrellis. Todd, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. I grew up in a part of Illinois way back when where this was normal. The veterinarian would always make house calls, and then for whatever reason they stopped doing that. You're trying to bring something back. Tell us about it.
Yes, we are. We're trying to bring veterinarians right to people's homes and be really the first at-home veterinarian franchise across the country. So we're really excited about it. We really want to have a stress-free environment for people's pets and for pet owners.
How is it going? Picking up vets across the country and adding service here and there? Where are you located, and where is your service at?
So we're located in Boston, Massachusetts. We have one veterinarian right outside of Boston in Natick, Massachusetts, and that's our partner veterinarian, Dr. Jeremy Gransky. And he's been in business for about 12 years. And we launched the franchise company about 90 days ago. And we've got 6 franchise territories already. We've got 2 in Pittsburgh. We've got 2 in Philadelphia and 2 in Atlanta. So they'll be opening shortly. So we're really excited about our start.
So this really is a startup in every sense of the word. 90 days, still getting up and running on this. You mentioned earlier that this is the selling point of this for consumers is the comfort of it, right?
Yes, it's being able to be at home in the comfort of people's homes and having the veterinarian come right to their house and really do everything that you can do in a veterinarian's office besides surgeries. So we won't do surgeries in home, but we'll do everything else. And it's really a great service.
You mentioned that was going to be one of my questions is what are the limitations of what you can do? And I'm guessing this isn't going to be for every pet, for every dog or cat, because you're going to have those cases where the animal may be too big or too rowdy to handle at home. But give us a sense of those limitations.
Yeah, so we can handle all wellness visits, shots, and all the wellness checkups. And unfortunately, euthanasias with sick animals and sick pets, hospice care at home. You know, that's really that's a big part of our service right now. And when you do have sick dogs or cats, people are really hesitant to bring them into some of the veterinarian offices. It's a really cold, sterile environment. So we make that much more comfortable for the pet and the pet owner right at home. So, again, really the limitations are only surgeries. And if it's a surgical situation, we will refer out to a veterinarian hospital. But everything else we can really do right inside the home. So it's a service that people really welcome. And I think it's really made for a stress-free environment for pet and pet owners.
What are the challenges in getting this going? Do the regulations vary state by state? And does that present any sort of challenges to having you, transport medications from homes to homes and that sort of thing? What are the challenges?
So, yeah, there are some regulations from state to state from a standpoint of actually who can own a franchise. In certain states, non-vet veterinarians can actually buy the franchise. So a business person could buy the franchise and have the ability to then just go hire veterinarians. And then other states make it a little more difficult for that to happen. But from a standpoint of the veterinarian going into the home, there aren't any really different regulations than if they were to open up a brick and mortar location. So you can bring prescriptions and medications right to the home, and any supplies that the dog or cat may need.
I know that you launched this at a national expo and a veterinary meeting. What was the response at that meeting from professionals?
You know, we had a great response. We launched in Orlando in early February, and we've had some really great press around this. And I think that it's very unique, and people really responded well to us in our first trade show, so we're really excited about that.
Everybody, and I shouldn't say everybody, but most folks like to work for themselves, like to have the control, and I would imagine that this is no different for a veterinarian.
Yeah, we like to look at it. We say that, you know, by joining our network and by being part of the franchise company, you're working for yourself but not by yourself, because we really help a veterinarian succeed in every aspect of business from a business standpoint of it, and all the back end help with, we help them with scheduling, we'll help with practice management, and that's really the big piece that can really help out veterinarians be successful, because that's something that they're not always used to, and they don't take a lot of classes on in veterinarian school. So we really want to be the business professionals for them and just let them go practice the medicine and be very successful.
You know, as a pet owner myself, one of the first questions I'd have on this would be, is this going to be more expensive than me taking my pet to the veterinarian?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. So as far as the standard visit goes, no, it's pretty much the same. There is a at-home visit service fee, which would vary state to state. So you will pay a little more to have someone come right to your home for the convenience of it. But all the other service fees are pretty standard across the board, the same that you'd pay if you were to go into a standalone location.
And so if there are veterinarians out there listening right now or potential franchise owners, what would be your sell to them?
Well, we'd tell them to come aboard, and really we're going to help them, again, with every aspect of the business. They're going to be able to really get a turnkey operation, be able to have a great environment to work in, be able to make their own hours, and we help with all the scheduling, with all the locations of the visits. We're going to help them with really great deals on all the medication and all the supplies through the partnerships that we've created. We're going to help them with all the financial aspects of the business. And really, we think we've got a great formula to help them be really successful.
Well, Todd, we wish you and MVS Pet Care all of the best, and we're going to look forward to following your success here.
Well, thanks very much. I hope everyone could understand me with my Boston accent.
Oh, we got you. Thank you. Todd Giotrellis, CEO and founder of MVS Pet Care. You can find more online at mvspetcare.com and on Twitter, too, MVS Pet Care. For more. And we'll link out some more of this with the podcast of the opening bell a little bit later on this morning.